Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
So look, if we keep waiting for the perfect weather to have a barbecue this year, the summer's going to be gone. So I think we just go for it now at this stage. And to give us some inspiration, I'm joined by Eamon de Freitas, chef and founder of AA's Caribbean. Welcome back, Eamon.
Thank you, sir. You saved the best for last. Let's talk barbecue.
Absolutely, always, yeah. Now, you would say that when I talk about barbecue, what it actually is grilling, yes?
Yeah, I think a lot of us kind of conflate the two. Now, I mean, the Yankees have really kind of told us what to call each one, but it's true. Kind of hot and fast is really grilling, can be done with gas, coal, wood, whatever. And then barbecue is really like low and slow, as what they say, you know, long periods of time, sometimes 24 hours, sometimes 12 hours, 8 hours, a whole pig, big joints, that kind of stuff.
OK, so we're grilling today. Are you grilling on gas or charcoal?
I personally like charcoal. The flavor's much better. And you kind of have a bit more control once you've gotten good at it and you have the basics down, let's say.
So what's the key to the fire and getting it right and getting it to the right temperature and the right point where you know when to put on the food?
I think time barbecuing is going to get you there, but a quick understanding just of, you know, the different stages. So when you first light, I do series of fires. I do a small little fire with rolled up newspaper to catch a couple of coals. And then I add another one that gets bigger. I spread those out. And then I will kind of run a chambered approach to my, I have like a very classic oil drum style barbecue. It's very wide. So I'll do like a very hot pile of tons of coals, very hot in the middle. In the middle, I'll do a lot less coals, and I mightn't have any coals on the right side of it. I might close the lid and for that to cook a little bit slower.
Okay. What are the common mistakes people make when they barbecue?
Well, I think one common mistake is kind of starting off too hot, because you can always, you can always kind of add more coals, heat it up, that kind of stuff. But once it's burnt, it's burnt. So I would always say, like, there's no coming back from charcoal. Although, you know, it's fun. You give the person you don't like, you give them the blackened piece of chicken and they have to eat it. But no, all joking aside, you know, just start slowly. Kind of get a medium fire. A good rule of thumb is if you could hold your hand over, let's say, the grill for a couple of seconds, it's not that hot. But if you can't even hold your hand there for a second, it's way too hot.
Oh, okay, okay. People like poking at the meat as well, don't they?
Yeah, don't poke the meat. Just leave the meat. Turn it once. If people are looking and you're trying to look like you know what you're doing and you want to do a couple of flips just for the camera, that's fine. But really and truly, you just flip it once.
How do you stop stuff from sticking?
All right. So there's a few things. One is you need a clean grill. I always clean my grill after it's heated up. So I get my grill very hot. I put the coals out. I close the lid down. It gets very hot. And then I get a wire brush. You could also just get steel wool.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that doesn't have any soap on it. You could get that with the tongs and run it over. That works fine
too. Okay, but do it while it's hot.
Yeah, when it's hot. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can rub a little bit of, let's say, beef fat on it. Some people use an onion, just something to give it a little bit of coating.
Oh, really? An onion would do it, would it?
Yeah, yeah. An onion would kind of clean it and cover it. But the most important thing is don't flip it too quickly, because there needs to be that change in the elasticity of the hot grill and the food. So sometimes if it's sticking, just leave it a little bit longer and it'll come loose.
Okay. So you have a few recipes for us here.
Yeah.
I'm dubious about some of these recipes.
I'm going to say,
but like if people want to try something
good.
Different.
I'm glad to hear. I might split the room.
Okay. Peanut butter and raspberry stuffed pork fillet.
Yeah. All right. So this one is, everybody always kind of turns their eyebrows up on it and they think, what? Jam, peanut butter and jam, or peanut butter and jelly, pork tenderloin. But it is very simple to make, very delicious. And all you're really going to do is get a full pork fillet, as the Irish call it, a pork tenderloin, as we might call it in Trinidad. Butterfly it open so that it's flat. Slather one side in peanut butter, whatever kind you like. And then the other side in some kind of preserve or jam. I like to use raspberries, a little bit more tart. And then close it up. Truss it up with butcher's twine, and then onto your coals or your gas grill for a few minutes aside. Maybe 6, kind of 7 minutes aside, maybe.
But, do you know what I'd call that now?
Yeah.
I call that a meat Swiss roll. And I'm not sure about that, is it. It's nicer than I think, is
that's,
it?
That's much nicer than you think. And also, okay. I think meat Swiss roll sounds very nice. So I would have several okay. meat Swiss rolls.
Okay.
But it's sweet. It's you get a nice different kind of flavor. You know, Asians use peanuts and peanut butter on meat all the time.
I'm with you on the peanut butter. Yeah. Like, it's the jam. Like, okay.
Sweet,
and
yeah.
How do we know when stuff is cooked in general? Because that can be a bit of a lottery for the amateur home barbecue.
Yeah,
as well.
For sure. And I think a lot of people are very, just first of all to say that, like, meat right now has never been safer. You know, so you really have to mess up very badly in order to get sick. That said, you need to keep it cold until it's ready to go on the grill, and just buy a cheap digital thermometer, an instant one. Make sure it's instant, because you don't want to be burning your knuckles while you're checking the temperature of the meat. So it's come. It looks like a little apparatus. It looks like a very thick pen, let's say. A probe flicks out of it. You poke the meat. 75 is what they say the safe temperature should be for meat. And once you've kind of reached it, you can pull it off. A lot of times, if your grill is hotter or warmer, you could pull it off at 70, and it's going to come up to that that kind of 75 degree.
Okay, but you think we need the thermometer? We're not
I would just, you can get one on, you know, one of those sites for cheap, nothing. Delivered to your house for less than $20.
Okay, we've a vegetarian option now. This is very simple. Squash on the coals, you call it.
Yeah. You see, I like, the most important thing about barbecue is to spend time having fun. You want to drink a couple of cocktails, you know what I mean? You want to fall out with your relatives. You don't have too much time to cook in. So you want easy, easy recipes. So this one, the easiest, I just wrap a squash, you know, pick your kind of squash. I like butternut squash. Wrap it up, throw it in the coals, just leave it there for an hour. Take a dull knife, and if it goes through, like, you know, very easily, no resistance, it's done. You take it out, scoop all the goodness out with a spoon, and cover it with...
You're literally doing nothing to it before you put it on the barbecue.
Some people do a little bit of oil, some people do salt, just so the foil doesn't stick to the skin. Okay. But the skin is getting thrown out anyway.
Okay. Szechuan butter, chicken hearts.
Chicken hearts. I'm very glad we had the opportunity to talk about this recipe.
Briefly.
What you really want in at a family barbecue is you want to challenge some people. You want people to have fun. What is that? Oh, I've never had chicken hearts. Very delicious as far as offals go. And it really is not that challenging texture-wise as to some of the other kind of offal cuts.
Really?
Delicious. Yeah. Delicious. You know, definitely not as gamey as a liver, you know, but not as tender as a steak, let's say.
Okay,
quickly over the coals, finish it with some Szechuan butter. Delicious.
Okay. Eamon de Freitas, chef and founder of AA's Caribbean. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me so much. And still keep grilling in the rain. It doesn't matter. Food will taste good.
Okay. Thank you, Eamon.